This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Audrey and Frida, and we are asking you today, should outlets refuse customers who aren't abiding by current SOPs? You can get in touch with us on Twitter at BFM Radio, also on Instagram at BFM Radio, that's our handle, or over on WhatsApp, it's 018-789-8899. So we have some comments on WhatsApp, let's go to that first.
This is from Ibrahim Baim. He said, yes, they should enforce them. Too long have people taken the procedures lightly, and look where they got us. Cluster, Kayangan example, do not allow those that abuse the kindness of small businesses.
So we also have a couple of comments on Twitter. But first, you know, let's look at the poll numbers. It's still really just, I think everyone is with us on this. 98.5% say that yes, outlets should refuse customers who aren't abiding by current SOPs. 1.5% say no. But like we said, we're keen to find out why you say no and what you think we could be doing better. Let's look at the comments. Michael Chang says, hell yes, find those outlets along with the customers who ignore the SOP. We've also got Richard chiming in here to say, echoing what Rennie said about malls, there are so many people walking around without wearing a mask. Initially, people seem to be abiding by SOPs, but over time, people have become much more lax. There needs to be security patrolling and enforcing.
You know, with the app right now, when you go in and then they will ask you, do you see anybody in there not wearing a mask?
Yes.
So I will look around and then, you know, be a busybody, and then it's okay. No, they're behaving.
Yeah. So I've actually had to answer one where they say, tell us how many people around you are not wearing a mask. And also one that just says, if you are standing in line right now, is the person in front of you and behind you wearing a mask? So I guess things like that help as well, you know. So get in touch with us. Tell us what you think and if we could be doing better with this. Should outlets refuse customers who aren't abiding by current SOPs? We're going to move on now to our next story. And this is about, this is actually an article that I picked up from the Malaysian Reserve. It's an opinion piece that suggests the gig economy is compromising our immune system. So what does the devastation wrought by COVID-19 tell us about the underlying pathologies of our own culture and time? It is hard to escape one common factor in multiple outbreaks. Again and again, clusters of infection have been associated with those who work in is low paid, insecure and contingent. Researchers in London suggest nearly 80% of infections can be traced to food processing plants, ships, aged care homes, bars, restaurants, shops and worker dormitories. All of those are places notoriously associated with low pay and poor job security. Office workers are almost absent from the records, except for the 148 cases associated with a business conference. This is figures from the UK. But the same pattern has shown up in country after country. You look at the US, many of the largest outbreaks were associated with meatpacking plants. Singapore's early success in suppressing the virus was undermined by huge outbreaks in dormitories where foreign workers are housed out of sight. In the UK, the multiplying outbreaks in care homes have been linked with temporary staff. So it's not your usual staff that have been allowed to work from home, but temporary staff that have been brought in, you know, to work during this lockdown. In Australia, a failure of initial suppression efforts was similarly linked to private security guards at quarantine hotels.
Right.
Some told Australian Broadcasting Corp television recently that they were recruited via WhatsApp, given no training and told to bring their own face masks. And the effects of that showed up in, you know...
Well, in Melbourne.
Yes, exactly. Remarkably... considering what a large share of previous coronavirus infections from SARS and I think it was MERS that happened in hospitals or in the healthcare settings, hospital workers have been relatively spared in the COVID-19 pandemic, with, I guess, evidence suggesting that frontline workers are being infected at even lower rates than medics less directly exposed. That shows that tedious but straightforward precautions are enough to significantly reduce the risk of infection. So the question is whether, you know, as a society, we think it's worthwhile to take such steps when those at risk are not our medical professionals, but our low-paid gig economy workers. You know, in the US, employees who have asked to stay home rather than return to work, they face infection. They've actually been fired. And in some states, they've actually been kicked off unemployment benefits as well because they're refusing to come back home, come back to work, you know, right. from working from home. Also, it seems that too many would rather risk hundreds of thousands of deaths being by reopening businesses and forcing staff back into work instead of borrowing the funds needed to keep them at home, even temporarily on a livable income. So this writer ends by saying that with nearly $15 trillion of debt now trading at negative yields, governments in wealthy countries can borrow for next to nothing. Rather than looking for ways to push workers back into harm's way and turn them into fresh sources of infection, we should be doing all we can to give them the same protection that we grant the legions of frontliners or white-collar employees that have been working from home for months now. So I think, you know, he's got a fair point in what he's saying, that, you know, we really need to be paying attention to these low-paid gig economy workers because they're also part of our society.
Obviously.
We interact with them everywhere.
Right, it's a virus. You don't know how it goes around, you know, they go somewhere and this is what happens, right? And back to our point today, right, just being careful yourself if you don't feel comfortable, and just take care of the people that are in our community, right? From workers to refugees to what have you, because no, the virus isn't racist.
No, it's not. So get in touch with us on our main story today. Should outlets refuse customers who aren't abiding by current SOPs? Also, with news that face masks will be mandatory come August 1st, what can business owners, F&B outlets, you know, what can they do to better enforce these measures? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, we're going to end the show on a high, right? Okay. On a positive note. We're going to be talking about some businesses that have excelled during the lockdown. Stay with us. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.